The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If there's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
Happy Halloween. It's 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Happy Halloween. I hope you're enjoying it. I never was a fan of the holiday. Call me, tell me if I'm wrong. Am I wrong? Am I off? I don't know why. I just never.
Yes.
I think this is Joe on the Radio with Frank and Alan Debbie. We're back 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, rocking and rolling. A lot to get into today. And it was so interesting. Somebody just tweeted this to me saying, a little strange that on the day that celebrates the occult and evil that the Democrats chose to move to begin their shenanigans against our president. Pretty very well said. This is
Nancy Pelosi has a cauldron.
Wing of bat, toad of newt.
I'm telling you, it's funny.
The front page of the New York Post today, Joe, says haunted house, and then they have a picture of Nancy Pelosi as Freddy Krueger and Gerald Nadler as the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man.
Would you do me a favor and tweet that out?
Yeah,
please tweet. You know, I don't know these days who's running that part of the Post, but they are brilliant. It is just so wonderful. They have such a great sense of humor over there. Please tweet that out, Frankie, if you would, with Kara. That's hysterical because, you know, again, the House will consider reading here what's next in the impeachment process today. Democratic resolution authorizes public hearings and offers guidelines for the questioning of witnesses. Republicans will be allowed to request witness testimony in the open hearings. Republicans continue to accuse Democrats of running an unfair process. It's ridiculous. Let me just stop everything and then we'll go back to Halloween. We got to talk about I talk to you because you make sense. And when I had the joy and the privilege of being with you on this Italy trip, on this Perillo tour, we talked, and sometimes we would go to politics, but not. And it's not like we're I don't know what the word is, like crazy or way right wing or way left wing. We're not crazy. We just want what's best for the country. I know from talking to you, you get upset. It's not like we don't idolize anybody and in awe of anybody who's president. We just know who's doing the right job and who isn't. And we know what the problems are. When you look at this, and I'm seeing this thing, and forgive me if I can't verbalize it good enough, because it's the Mueller probe all over again, exactly all over again. And no one is touching on that. No news media is touching on that. And I'm in Italy, and I got my phone. And I'm taking pictures of Il Duomo. I'm taking pictures of Sorrento. I mean, we're just having a ball, and we're in Venice. And then these news, bulletins keep breaking on my phone from NBC, from CNN. And I know I could stop them, but I have to see. It's my job to see what the other side is thinking. And it's all about impeachment, 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 impeachment. The exact same thing happened with the Mueller probe fiasco. The biggest political fail in the United States of American political history is the Mueller probe. And they went, the way left progressive socialists that call themselves Democrats in the House of Representatives went from the Mueller probe to this Ukraine witch hunt, impeachment witch hunt. And for some reason, it's like Fox News is the only one that you have to watch for sanity. I mean, and then that's what we talk about it on this show, because people go, oh, the impeachment. And then you read on, you look on Twitter, people, oh, impeach him. It's like, whoa. That is such a harsh word. And like I said in the interview when I talked to Kayleigh McEnany, who is, she handles the campaign for the president, leading the way, as, and she has, they have this podcast, this Donald J. Trump podcast. listen, she goes, and Kaylee called, and Kaylee's a friend, would you come on the podcast? Joe, I'm in Italy. The bus is leaving for a restaurant in Rome. I felt it was my responsibility to get on the phone and explain why I'm going to vote for Donald Trump and why all these things I'm just telling you about are there's a ruse and there's a fiasco and there's no initiative on the left. And what choice do we have? So I felt a responsibility. I missed the dinner. I heard it was Frankie. That was a fun dinner in Rome.
With Yeah.
Well, I'm in my hotel room for half an hour because I'm trying to do my due diligence on being, what I think I had to do. And I'm glad everybody had fun. But they went on the bus. Joe, you come. And I said, well, I got to get on a phone call. And I ran up five flights of stairs at that Ambasciatore Palace at the hotel because we got back from the Colosseum. It was late. We had a half hour to turn it around to get back on the bus to go back into Rome and to go to this great restaurant. I go, well, this is going to be fun. I sprint up, listen, with my knee, five flights of stairs, get to the phone, out of breath, and Kaylee calls from Washington, D.C., and we talk about why I'm going to vote for the president. And it's not like I don't like when people get harsh, even on the conservative side. I don't like when people yell at me and tell me how bad it is. I'm just telling you pragmatically and objectively that what's happening here on the left, and leaving the president out of it, what's happening on the left, that people don't remember what went on with Michael Caputo and what went on with General Flynn. What went on, and if you missed with Roger Stone, that raid, that pre-dawn raid. But what was that? And then Mueller gets up there, and he was like, forgive me, I don't like to call anybody names. This is just a description of what we saw, was a doddering old fool. And he's on national television, and that's the guy that started the Mueller probe? Don't forget about that. They think we're stupid, and I don't like to use the word stupid. I don't want to use the word hate, but my goodness gracious, this is the exact same thing. And when I see Adam Schiff talk about it, And they try to explain it, and Nadler as well, and Nancy Pelosi, it's all about power and control. If they had a candidate, if the Democrats had a candidate that could go up against President Trump, they wouldn't be doing this. Trust me. If they had a candidate, and you want to know the truth, they got the candidate, and you know who that is. And I, listen, she's too liberal for me, but she's I tell you, she would be the candidate that would give the president a run for his money if she just came a little more to the center, and that's Tulsi Gabbard, and you know it. And they don't want that. They're just filled with, no, we can't have Tulsi. Now, why wouldn't they put, here's a candidate who'd give the president a run for money? And I know Tulsi's too liberal. I mean, and you got to, if you look into Tulsi's record, she's way too liberal. But the fact of the matter is, she is the only candidate that could give President Trump a run for money. They're not going to go there. They're going to go with Bernie. They're going to go with Elizabeth Warren. And they're sticking with Joe Biden. Okay, that's your problem. Don't now slide in a slippery, sleazy way, Democrats, and say, oh, well, we got nothing. We don't have infrastructure. We don't have a fix for opioid. We don't have a fix for the inner city. We don't have a fix for the 3.6 million black children who are living in poverty in the United States of America. Impeachment. That, listen, look at the shiny object. Look at this here. It's impeachment. It's scary. It's scary. And it just gets me crazy that is the narrative. That's a harsh word. I didn't agree when they did it to Bill Clinton. And the reason Bill Clinton, maybe when you talk to Judge Starr sometimes, you know, there's a reason for that. There's no reason. There's no obstruction of justice here. There's no substance to it. And yet they still run with it. And we're supposed to go hook, line, and sinker. And now this is the news of the day. And it pops up on my phone when I'm in another country. Oh, the impeachment process. Don't buy it for a second. Please. And I know you get it. Because I know from meeting you and talking with you and going on a bus with you and going on a plane with you, you understand this. But goodness gracious, how do we get it? Of course, there's nobody in charge that in the United States of America that could say, sit down, Nancy Pelosi, sit down, Adam Schiff, Nadler, sit down and stop it. Just go and help the people of the United States of America, you know? Ah, this is what I need. Oh, my gift box from Sorrento. Doesn't that make you feel calm all of a sudden, huh? Al, can you feel the calmness coming across? Yeah, that's what I need. I need to settle down a little bit. That did it for me. Hey,
this calms me down much better.
Yeah.
What's this?
Theme
from
Halloween.
The Exorcist?
No, this is the theme from Halloween from John Carpenter.
Oh, great, great. I don't get the holiday, man. I don't get the holiday.
It's a great holiday. It's a great holiday. You get free candy. My kid's going out trick-or-treating. I get to eat all the candy he doesn't want.
It all depends what age.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go in a quote-unquote adult Halloween party. I think, you know, I mean, really?
Listen,
really?
I dressed up as the greatest American hero to meet William Shatner, so I really have no stand here at all. Believe it or not.
You know, Halloween's fun as a kid because you get to dress up and you get free candy. It's great as a young adult male because all these girls dress up in these sexy outfits and for whatever reason. I'm serious. And that's the one day of the year that they put all their inhibitions aside.
Yeah. I don't get it.
And then it's great as an adult because you get to watch all these great horror movies on television.
What was your favorite character that you as a kid that you grew?
One year I was a stormtrooper, and this is back in the days in the '70s when you bought the costume in the box, and it was basically you sweated through this plastic mask. You get a box of raisins from your neighbor because you were so aggravated you didn't get the good candy, or somebody gave you like rolled up pennies. And what were you supposed to do with that? But honestly, here's my bigger issue about Halloween now. So apparently, all throughout social media, people are complaining. I've seen a number of people in my town and other towns. It's going to rain on Halloween. Are they going to cancel Halloween and make it for Friday? Or shouldn't they move it to the weekend? Are you kidding me? Do you cancel Christmas because it snows? Do you cancel Flag Day because it's too hot?
Yeah,
Labor Day because you're tired? It's Halloween. If some kid comes knocking on my door on November 2nd looking for candy, I'm calling the cops. Today is the only day that you can go and knock on somebody's door, they'll answer it, and you'll get candy.
Get off my lawn!
Right!
By the way, while we're giving admonitions about the people coming to Al's house.
This is the best. I put the candy out. And I tie a thing on my stairs so this way you can't come up and knock on the door.
I knew you were going to do something like that.
Take what candy you
want.
You want
to limit as much human interaction
exactly.
as possible.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, Frank, what were you going to say?
Well, no, so I was going to say, what drives me crazy is kids who are older than the age of 12 who come to your door asking for candy.
Hold on. My kid is 16. He's going trick-or-treating
today. No, he's not.
Be a kid for as long as you possibly can.
No way.
I'd rather him do that than going around egging people.
Trick-or-treat. My voice changed.
Exactly. Joe, call me crazy. Once you're old enough.
Trick-or-treat, son.
Once you're old enough to qualify for AARP, you should not be able to come begging for food.
You know what? Now I'm going around trick-or-treating today. I'm getting in the greatest American hero outfit. I'm going trick-or-treating.
No, it's for kids. 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, 12 years old. Okay, maybe 12. That's it. Older than 12. It's over. It's over.
Sorry to bother you. Sorry to bother you. Got some candy for
you. You
got any beer?
Listen, my car's running. Can you please fill up my bag?
Well, what are those? Are those vampire teeth? No, those are dentures. Come on.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Not trick or treat.
That's a great costume.
That is costume. That's a costume. That's me.
What are you supposed to be, the mummy? No, I'm a mailman. Come on. It's crazy.
Come on. Now I'm going around. I'm just going to go. Excuse me. I'll take beer. The kids will have candy.
Okay. I think that the trunk or treat. I used to not like the trunk or treat.
I hate those too.
Yeah. You go on the trunk or car. You do it, but it's safer for the children.
Right. But the trunk or treat thing. A lot of towns do it because there are kids in the area that may be autistic. They may have issues. You know, going up to somebody's door or whatever.
Well,
so it's
also,
more
if
inclusive.
If you live in the suburbs, if you're like I am, you got to hike 3 miles between homes.
Well, that's
Didn't you do that when you were a kid? Come on. Joe, seriously, are we coddling our kids a little too much? Timmy doesn't want to walk 2.5 miles to get candy. Timmy should stay home then. I always worry.
So you go with your kids. No, but it was perfect. And Staten Island, too, Frank, it was perfect. You know, it was a neighborhood. We used to go house to house to house to house. Man, we used to just load up. And we would go up, and I would get, we'd go down Whittier Terrace, and then all the old, all up the up Watchung Avenue and just have a great time and do it. With a pillowcase, which was really kind of greedy when you think about it. But it's
why is it greedy? The whole object is to get as much candy as possible so it lasts you for days and weeks. That's the whole point.
Look, there is nothing wrong with letting kids. The trunk or treat, I could see Al's point. If a kid is autistic or something, maybe it's nice for them. But for regular children that don't have significant issues interacting with others, there's nothing wrong with letting them go trick or treating on their own. It's fun. It's a big part of their development.
This day and age, I don't know. I'm a worried.
Well, but Joe, it's safer now than ever. Right. It's if you look at crime now, it's safer. Crime hasn't been this low since 1963. No child has ever been poisoned by a stranger's candy. Sex crimes against kids don't go up on Halloween. Abductions of children don't go up on Halloween. It is an incredibly safe holiday, especially if you go with other kids.
I have a drone that I'm watching Charlie as she goes around.
I guess okay, Charlie. Don't mind the buzzing.
That's the baby. Trick or treat. Please ignore that thing that my father's watching me on. Yeah. Hey, happy Halloween. I don't get it. I don't get the holiday. I'm sorry. We wish everybody all the best, but it's just like I don't know. It is the occult. It's weird. And Debbie, all the blood and the guts and the Freddy and the Halloween stabbings and the knife. It's just too violent. I don't understand any of it. I don't know. I'm just an old dinosaur, I guess, huh?
Yeah, that movie Jason and all those scary movies.
I don't get it.
Funny.
I mean, we got enough problems in real life. You know what I mean? We don't worry about that.
I'm not into scary movies, but I understand the kids wanting some candy. It's kind of fun, you know, for them. But
are you going to any Halloween parties? Will you do that?
I haven't been to a Halloween party since I was about 20. It's been a minute. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, honestly.
I don't know, but for the kids, I think it's fabulous. You know, I really do. It's fun. We get a lot of candy, and then the parents get to have it all. It's great.
It's great. Hey, Debbie, we got a break. I know, but do you have any jet lag? I have no jet lag. I have more energy. I don't know why. I have more energy than ever. Are you feeling any of the jet lag at all?
Well, I have to tell you, when I went on the plane home from Munich to Newark, I got bumped up to first class somehow, and I
slept. Oh!
Five and a half straight hours. I got in this seat that went all the way down.
I had
a pillow, a blanket, and I went to sleep. I woke up 5.5 hours later. I slept like a baby. So I'm
sure that's why
I'm feeling fine because... The way there, I slept only 15 minutes because I was sitting up the whole time. You know, the way back, it was beautiful.
I feel great.
Listen,
see you deserve. Not so much me. I was way in the back, and it was like I had a lady putting on her lederhosen or whatever the heck it was next.
The compression socks. She was putting them on it right in front of you.
Right in front of me. The lederhosen. I said, could you please? You're in the restroom, please, lady. Please. You're next to me. Oh, awful.
Only Joe that happens. I'm sure five people were sneezing and coughing around you as well, right?
Yep. Well, I'll tell you about that. When we remind me to tell you about the person, the loud person. Oh, please. Oh. Only me. 722. Debbie's looking out for you. Traffic-wise on AM 970, the answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Joe, let's see what's happening here on the Sagittarius Coast northbound, getting up past the area of the southern state. It's an accident. Traffic is really moving slowly over there. A lot of stop-and-go traffic. Harlem River Drive south down through the 120s. And the Grand Central Parkway west at Ditmars Boulevard, they finally wrapped up a collision. It's jammed up on the Staten Island Expressway east, Victory Boulevard through the Verrazano. Eastbound Gowanus still solid traffic through Fort Hamilton Parkway and up through the Prospect. Inbound GWB, that's 30 to the upper, 25 to the lower, about 20 in from the Palisades Parkway for Mitch. If you're heading to the inbound Lincoln, that's 20. Holland, about 30. Expect delays on 287 South, right by Route 80. That's an accident getting down through Parsippany. And it's kind of busy this morning on 9 northbound, getting up through Old Bridge with a collision reported over there as well. Southbound Thruway building at the Tappan Zee Bridge, 9A South and Briarcliff Manor, accident cleared. Rain today for Halloween, high of 61. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dove Men Plus Care. How many guys out there have been using their wife or girlfriend shampoo? Your hair is different, so do them and your hair a favor. Get your own. Dove Men Plus Care has created a range designed to give your hair the care it needs to stay strong and more resilient. Available at Walmart.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. Join me tonight to hear my compelling conversations with the movers, shakers, and newsmakers of our time.
I'm an equal American just like you are.
People call me because they feel nobody's paying attention.
So check out my show, One-on-One. weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Apple earnings were stronger than expected, and the company is more optimistic about this year. Its profit was down from a year ago, and iPhone sales were weaker, but Apple is seeing AirPod and watch sales increase, and it's making more money from app streaming services and mobile payments. Facebook also reported a stronger than expected quarter. Fiat Chrysler and Peugeot's parent company, PSA Group, are merging. The two companies will make Jeeps and Ram trucks, Fiats, and Peugeot models. As expected yesterday, the Federal Reserve lowered short-term interest rates for the third time this year, but the Fed indicated it likely is finished with rate cutting for now. The Dow was up 115, the Nasdaq added 27, and the S&P was up 9. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 120 points. I'm John Hope Bryan, founder of Operation Hope. I want you to go to OperationHope.org and take your life back. Get your dignity back. Join the Hope 700 Credit Score Community Program and take your life back. Go to OperationHope.org today or call us at 404-941-2919 today.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Only days left before we join you at 230 Park Avenue at 46th Street. That's Bobby Vanz for the next Dining Out Dialogues. Myself, Don Trump Jr., Kim Guilfoyle, A.J. Katsimatidis, and many more. 212-867-5490 for reservations.
Hi there. I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York. A show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning, 726. You heard me tell you about Parian and Sons of Franklin Lakes. Four generations, almost 100 years of selling and servicing fine jewelry and watches. Well, like all good things that eventually come to an end, after 98 years, Parian and Sons is going out of business. Glenn and Maria are retiring. And these are great folks, and they've helped me out so much with some great, great jewelry for my family. I fixed up my old jewelry, made it look brand spanking new. I told you about that. So what they're going to do, they're going to liquidate everything store-wide at Parian & Sons on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Now is the time to go to Parian & Sons. You know, I always tell you how great they are and the beautiful diamonds that you see. The watches, designer jewelry. Ah, this week you can buy the jewelry and watches of your dreams at up to 70% off. 70% off. Nothing is being held back. And Glenn and Maria certainly deserve this. You know, the family started in Clifton, New Jersey, almost 100 years ago. And then they moved out to Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, right there on Franklin Avenue, and have been servicing you and I for so many years. And when I went out there to get a cross for little Charlie, when I went out there to get my watches fixed, when I go out there, my buddy Jerry went out there, and they had special designer jewelry made in the name of his wife. I'll tell you, this is where you got to go now, because you can get 70% off of all this great jewelry that we've been telling you about. Parian and Sons, going out of business sale. It's going on now, right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, Parian and Sons.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings, 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
728 with Joe on the radio. Dr. Anthony Ferrari is a regional director of HHS, a Donald Trump appointee representing the New York and New Jersey region. Hey, doctor, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Joe. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
Oh, it's great to have you with us, doctor. And I like that's an Italian last name. I'm just taking a shot here, sir.
How'd you guess? Did Anthony help as well?
No, you know what I like about too. Before we're going to get into it all, Dr. Anthony, but it's nice when we were down the White House, you know, and the president paid tribute to Italian Americans. I just am so still in awe of that because nobody cares. Nobody cares about Italian Americans. Here, you're a doctor. You're so distinguished. You're a regional director, you know, for Health and Human Services, and then the president says thank you to the Italian American community. Were you down there, by the way, for that event?
No, unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it, but it's just another fine example of the gratitude to the Italian-American people for the great things that they've done for this country and recognition of that fact.
It's so true. Now, I know you've been involved in healthcare for a long time, doctor, but I think this is the first time you've been on our program. So have you enjoyed your role with the HHS so far? I mean, you're a doctor. Does the politics kind of get into in the way of your philosophies?
Well, not at all. First of all, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a PhD, but I've been in the healthcare arena for 40 years. So I've worked with thousands of clinicians, nurses, doctors, physical therapists, respiratory therapists. So I have a true understanding of the work that's being done for the betterment of the American people. So I have a great appreciation for what's being done today by this administration in terms of protecting the healthcare and improving the healthcare system in this country. And for those who say that there is no plan, there's a great deal of talk about the Affordable Care Act. And for those to say that there is no plan to improve it, there certainly is a plan to improve it. The one thing about the Affordable Care Act, although it gives coverage to some 10 million people in the United States, it's anything but affordable. So what we're doing today in this administration is finding ways to improve health care coverage amongst a number of other priorities that the president and Secretary Azar have. The idea is to protect what works and to fix what's broken in terms of health care in this country.
And I know that the Donald Trump administration has been very focused on lowering prescription drug prices. What exactly are you guys doing?
Well, there's a number of initiatives that have been started and attempted. And there's a lot of things about prescription drugs that people don't really know. In fact, I spent 40 years working in hospitals and hospital administration, and I didn't really know the background of how the prescription drug system works in this country, other than the fact that you write a prescription, you go in, if you have coverage, you pay a copay. But what I found out and what has been a common practice in the United States for so many years, we have in this country what is called a pharmacy benefit manager. That is the middleman who works between the health insurance company and the pharmaceutical company, and the middleman that negotiates the rates, what we pay in terms of prescription drugs in this country. The idea is that they negotiate off of a list price. What I didn't realize was that the PBM, the pharmacy benefits manager, actually gets a percentage of what he saves the health insurance company off of that price. So the higher the list price, the greater payment that the pharmacy benefit manager receives. So there's no real incentive to reduce the cost of prescription drugs to the American public, to the patient, to the person who has the drugs. One other thing that we have seen done in terms of prescription drugs, another thing I did not know was that a pharmacist, previously, a pharmacist wasn't able to tell you, if you went into a pharmacy to buy a prescription drug, he wasn't allowed to tell you that if you paid out of pocket rather than the copay under your insurance plan, you could possibly save money. So if the copay under your insurance plan for a particular drug was $50, but you didn't know that if you paid out of pocket it was $15, the pharmacist was not permitted to tell you under the arrangement with the health insurance companies and the pharmaceuticals. Now, because of President Trump, we signed into law legislation that basically says that we will protect a pharmacist and a pharmacy who does tell that patient, you know what, you can save money by paying out of your pocket.
Oh, this is great. And also, too, I'm kind of torn because I know New Jersey at one time, and pretty much is still the medicine chest of the world. You know, we have all the pharmaceuticals here, doctor, you know. And when you develop a drug, and I have friends who are in the pharmaceutical business, it takes tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars to develop a drug. So if I could lower my cholesterol and take Lipitor or Crestor, I appreciate that. And I think the pharmaceuticals should be paid for that. But the fact of the matter is, are they indeed gouging us? And it's nice to see that the president even addresses this. So here's my question. how do you and who do you go to in the Democratic Party that will come and sit with the president to come up with a plan that will indeed lower these prices for Americans?
Well, as you know, there's a number of initiatives that are going on in Congress. But to implement, just like I said, with the gag order, that rule is called a gag rule on pharmacists that no longer prohibits pharmacists from telling you. But in order for this to work, we need the cooperation of the entire Congress in order to pass legislation that will protect the American people as we move forward. The president has done so much in terms of executive orders that he has released relative to protecting Americans. He just issued an executive order, for example, on kidney disease, where he's going to provide incentives and try to locate more donors for replacement of kidneys. He wants to bring dialysis into the home so that people don't have to leave their homes, sick people leave their homes 3 days a week to go for their dialysis. He's looking at ways that we can, for those people who do donate organs, he's looking for ways that we can somehow support them in terms of if they need childcare while they're in the hospital, while they're having surgery, while they're recuperating. So there's a lot of things going on in a lot of different areas. And the president and Secretary Azar are 100% behind that.
Is there a website that people can go to in order to sign up for something or just to get into this exchange that maybe you guys are coming up with?
All of the information that one needs can be found on hhs.gov. That's healthandhumanservices.gov. We're also using the internet, and we have websites that protect people in a number of areas. One of the other priorities of the president and Secretary Azar is to deal with the opioid crisis that we have in this country.
Yeah,
19.3 million people have a drug use disorder in the United States, and 11 million people worldwide inject drugs. You know, we're dealing with a very serious situation, and a lot of people have gotten to recovery. And under this administration, and of course, grassroots efforts that we see in every community, the collaborative efforts of people in our communities that actually work on this terrible crisis. And so we've increased the number of people who are in medication-assisted treatments by 38% since 2016. So talking about websites, for those in need of treatment, there is a brand new website. It's called findtreatment.gov. And by going to that site, an individual will be able to locate sites where they can receive residential treatment, outpatient treatment, detoxification, and interim care. It is findtreatment.gov.
Tony Ferreri, Dr. Tony Ferreri, Regional Director of HHS. You know, he is a Donald Trump appointee representing the New York and New Jersey region. Hey, Doc, thanks for keeping the fight, man. And it's important to let everybody know that, indeed, this administration is getting into helping folks in this prescription drug situation and for health care. So thanks so much for joining us, Doctor. All the very best. And to keep making Italians proud, man. Thank you, Doc.
Thanks, Joe. It's a pleasure to be on your program. Be well.
Thank you. Dr. Anthony Ferreri right there. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 737. The man who is looking to take out Adam Schiff in California will join us momentarily. You don't want to miss that. 737 Big Al is the headline news right now on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
63 degrees at 737. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Officials in Westchester County are announcing plans for a property tax cut in the soon-to-be-released 2020 operating budget. County Executive George Latimer unveiled his plan yesterday at the home of Monica and Matthew Marone, who run a small business in Westchester that delivers milk and other food items. Latimer says this year's passage of a sales tax increase is a big reason why the county can afford to cut property taxes. Finalized details surrounding the exact size of the tax cut are expected next week. And a costume can get you more free stuff than just candy this Halloween. In fact, you might not even need a costume. Restaurants around the country are slower than average on Halloween, so they're offering specials to entice. Wearing a costume into Krispy Kreme will earn you a free donut. There are also plenty of deals everywhere from Applebee's and at several different restaurant chains. Kids eat for free. In sports, the Knicks lost to the Magic 95-83. The Nets were beaten by the Pacers 118-108. Devils blew a 5-3 lead in the third, lost 7-6 in overtime to the Lightning at the Rock. Washington Nationals World Series champions, they beat the Astros in Game 7 by the final of 6-2. The home team lost every game in the series. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you. On the Santa Coast northbound up past the Southern State, a collision. LIE West at Motor Parkway, an accident getting out toward Hop Hog. Expect delays on the southbound West Side Highway at 125th with a collision. More volume down through the 90s with a disabled vehicle. It's still stop and go on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound Victory Boulevard through the Verrazano. Eastbound Gowanus, solid traffic getting up past Fort Hamilton Parkway. Eastbound Bruckner at White Plains Road. Looks like some type of a sinkhole there, so steer clear of that. Inbound GWB 25, Lincoln 30, Holland 30, Route 3 eastbound, getting out past the Meadowlands. An accident there. Traffic is pretty heavy on 78 east, exit 12, with an accident in the left lane, 9 northbound in Old Bridge. An accident being cleared. And on the Taconic southbound, getting into Yorktown, a collision. Rain today for Halloween, high of 61. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with Salonpas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Patch Large. Salonpas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine. He sent me
to. I'd love to hear more. Do you have a card?
This is it. This is when you can either let something happen or make it happen with your professional custom card from Vistaprint. And we're now introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. You pick the look, the style, and the statement you want to make in the moment. Now's the time to make something happen for your business. So for a limited time only, you can own the now with free shipping on all business cards in any quantity at Vistaprint.com. Just use promo code 1414. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
The holidays are just around the corner. It may feel like you have no time to finish those lingering home projects on your to-do list. Luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can sit back and enjoy the holiday cheer. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor connects you with top-rated pros in seconds. Read reviews, request quotes, and check the cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. Home Advisor makes it beyond easy, so get your projects done now before the holiday rush. Find the right pro at a fair price. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Thank you, Mr. Prager. Hey, remember Mario Perillo, Mr. Italy? Well, Mario's son, Steve Perillo, has carried on the tradition of excellence, operating for 75 years. Serving over a million happy guests, Steve Perillo personally guarantees you will have the vacation of a lifetime. And we did. We had the vacation of a lifetime with the Perillo Piscopo tour to Italy. Can you believe we did it? We did it. Yes, we did it. We had the best time ever. Did you know that Perillo Tours, the Italy company, has been hosting visitors to Hawaii for 3 decades? Did you know that? You got to discover the natural beauty of Hawaii. That could be next. I'm just saying. Oceanfront hotels, gourmet dining, unforgettable memories to last a lifetime. Each island is unique with its own personality. Choose from the 7-day two-islander tour or the 10-day three-islander tour, both guaranteed to please. Visit PerilloTours.com. Janice, we love you and the team out there. We love you guys, Deanna and Steve and Linda. We just a great family. You can watch all the videos Steve meticulously put together for your enjoyment. Hear firsthand from happy travelers and the wonderful experiences they've had taking a Perillo tour. Call for the new 2020 Italy or Hawaii brochure at 888-PERILLO. 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O. You can check with your travel agent or visit here, please, PerilloTours.com.
Live from the smart way to buy,
Sports.com Studios.
All right, it's, look at this, Thursday, October 31st. It's Halloween. I tell you, the scariest outfit you could wear, this Frankie said, is to dress up as Adam Schiff. Oh, my gosh. That would be actually... That could be the number one costume, 743. See, now I'm being mean, and I didn't mean to be mean. Eric Gurley, he's the guy, he's putting his money where his mouth is, California attorney. He's a Republican. He's running for Congress against who? Adam Schiff. Hey, Eric, welcome to the show, man, and God bless you for taking this on. This is going to be some kind of journey for you, sir.
Thanks for having me, Joe, and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Now, you're running against Adam Schiff. Tell us how you came about this, and what do you think your chances are taking this guy off the political landscape? And thank you for even trying, sir.
Thanks a lot, buddy. Well, I live out here in his district. I've been watching him lie to me for, we're going on 3 years now, every time he gets on television. I don't know him personally, but I don't like him. I don't like what he says. I don't like what he does. I support the president, and I just think it's ridiculous. You know, I had run for attorney general out here 2 years ago, first time I ever entered into a political race. I'm not a politician, and I managed to get almost 1 million votes statewide in California, and so I jumped in again. I run a law firm of 35 lawyers, and I've got a great family. I'm very blessed. I don't need this in my life, but I didn't see anybody stepping up, so I stepped up. It's a tough district. It's very pro-Democrat in terms of percentage of voters. But given everything that's going on in the country now, given what's going on with this guy Schiff and the messages I'm taking to the people out here in the district, including the fact that Schiff has basically abdicated the district in the 20 years he's been our congressman, we're going to give it a fight. And I'm hearing from great people all around the country who despise the guy and we'll see how it goes, but anything's possible these days in politics, Joe.
Eric, where are you? Where is the? I should know this. The district is it the Hollywood district? Is it around there that Schiff represents that you're going after?
Well, let me tell you the sort of swath of area it is. It's West Hollywood, Hollywood, Hollywood Hills, Los Feliz, Burbank, Glendale, a piece of Pasadena, La Cañada, Flint Ridge, Silver Lake, Echo Park, Tahunga. So it's a pretty big chunk of land out
there. Wow. Wow.
And, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, but, you know, answer me this.
A lot
Eric,
of people
you know,
out here.
I know, but you, let's go to West Hollywood. Let's go to Hollywood. So you know you're going to get the hardcore. That's going to be tough. But as you go into the Valley, you know, there's some common sense Republicans out. And again, let's not use Republicans. The common sense Americans, let me put it that way. Because what puzzles us when we watch Adam Schiff, Eric Early, who's going up against on the Republican side, Adam Schiff, what puzzles us is that who votes for this guy? How could you watch this guy and then vote for him? Even if you're the most liberal of liberals, how do you vote for this guy? He has what has he done for his constituents that make him vote for him, man?
Well, let me tell you something. In terms of what he's done for this district, he's done virtually nothing. If you saw his record for the district, it's really shocking. When I looked at it, I couldn't believe it. We have a homeless epidemic. His fingerprints are all over it because he hasn't said the word homelessness in 20 years, and on and on. Crime is on the rise, et cetera. But you will, as you know, Joe, there's a group of people out here and they're around that they just want to be told anything bad about Donald Trump, whether it's true, false, or otherwise. They don't care if it's true or false. And, you know, Schiff fits the bill perfectly because this guy will do and say anything against the president. So those people will vote for Adam Schiff. But we are reaching out to great, as you say, common sense Americans. We're reaching out to, of course, the conservatives and the Republicans. There are a lot more in L.A. County than people realize. But many of them have stopped voting because they've thrown their hands up on our political, you know, who's in power out here. But we're re-energizing them, and we're talking to more moderate Democrats and, of course, the independents to try and break them away to our side. So given everything that's going on with this guy, Schiff, there's definitely a chance.
Do you have to run in a primary first, Eric?
Yeah, we have a primary out here in March, and then we go from there to the general election in November. I'm the lead candidate out here for this position. I've been endorsed by the California Republican Party and the Los Angeles County Republican Party and a lot of great people out here. But, you know, we got to get through the primary first, but we're working it, and I should get through the primary in March.
Yeah, and I know it's very, very early out there. Eric Early is—he's a California attorney running up against Adam Schiff, and we appreciate you getting up very, very early out there. And the fact that you're going to take on—no, you got to go on with Brian Whitman and with Jen Horn on The Answer out there, you know, on our sister station, you know, Salem Media in Los Angeles. Because my goodness gracious, you might be able—if you could just get those folks over in the Valley to take out this guy, that would be monumental. Because here, Adam Schiff has appeared on national news shows over 400 times, repeatedly telling every American that he had seen evidence that made it clear that President Trump had colluded with the Russians to win the election. What evidence has Congressman Schiff presented to back his claims against President Trump? Nothing, Eric Early. So, I mean, how I am puzzled, because I love the folks out there, but how do they keep voting for this guy, man? I mean, what's your, apart from the national high profile, has Congressman Schiff well served anything that has to do with his constituency in California?
The answer is a big, fat no. And I know Jen Horn. I've been on her radio station. I anticipate being on again. She's fabulous, and I want to be on Brian's show. But, you know, out here we have some major problems. As I said, the homelessness. We have the severe mental illness that goes along with it, and the drug abuse that Schiff has never said a word about. We have crime on the rise. We have taxes that are really out of control.
Yeah.
Road congestion that it's harder and harder to move on the streets out here. On and on, we have a takeover of our public schools by these social justice warriors. That's a big issue for me. It's got to be stopped, because what they're teaching the kids these days is really shocking. So, you know, Schiff has just done nothing. When you look at his record, I couldn't believe it when I first saw it. He's all about Adam Schiff staying in politics forever and increasing his political profile.
Yep.
He is a political politician to a T.
Yeah.
And it really is amazing how he will do and say anything. And one of the things that really, you know, caused me to, you know, enter the race is every time he talks, he acts like he's morally superior, that he's better to all the rest of us. And I can't take that. Yeah, I couldn't take it anymore. So
I know you're right.
I just jumped in here, and I'm very happy to be going against him.
Nah, it's your sense of duty, Eric. We understand, Eric Early. We appreciate that. How the fire's coming close to Hollywood? The fire's coming close to you? You seeing any smoke or anything there? It's devastating what's happening. Or is that mostly north, sir?
No, it's all around this area. And even though, you know, thankfully in my area it didn't come that close, I mean, not within about 5 miles, I've got friends that had been in harm's way. And the way it works out here is when you have these major fires within a couple miles, you not only smell it in the air, it's very thick, it's the smell of ash, but you come out in the morning and your car is just covered with stuff. So
wow.
The firefighters out here are true heroes. They're incredible what they fight. And and everybody out here thanks them and respects them so much. And so the ones that have been in my area here, they've been able to tamp down quite a bit, thank God.
Yeah. Eric, great conversation. And it would be nice if Nancy Pelosi or Adam Schiff, you know, headed out to their home state and helped out in that regard. Eric Early, keep us posted, Eric. Hey, Godspeed, my friend, and thanks for joining us this morning.
EricEarly.com, Joe. If you could have your listeners go to EricEarly.com. They can read more about me. Donations are very, very necessary in this race. So thanks so much for having me.
Yes, sir. All the very best, Eric. Debbie Duhame out there at 752 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe. We're going to go to the Bronx River Parkway South at the Cross County. An accident here getting down through Yonkers. It's pretty busy on the west side highway south of 125th with an accident. Then in the 90s, a disabled vehicle in the way. Traffic is moving solely on the Taconic South in Yorktown with a collision. And if you're taking a ride to the LIE West at Motor Parkway, an accident blocking one lane. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul about New York's Workplace Development Initiative. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. Join me tonight to hear my compelling conversations with the movers, shakers, and newsmakers of our time.
I'm an equal American just like you are.
People call me because they feel nobody's paying attention.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 1230 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Only days left before we join you at 230 Park Avenue at 46th Street. That's Bobby Vans for the next Dining Out Dialogues. Myself, Don Trump Jr., Kim Guilfoyle, A.J. Katsimatidis, and many more. 212-867-5490 for reservations.
I'm Rich DeMarco with the Army Football Minute. The season within a season begins on Saturday for the Army football team as the Black Knights go on the road to face off against Air Force in their first Commander-in-Chief's Trophy game this season. Army head coach Jeff Munkin knows that there's no more hotly contested games than those between Army, Air Force, and Navy.
There are always bloodbaths and knockdown, drag them out, close games. The game earlier this year between the other two academies was a great, great matchup, and both teams played really hard and really well.
It's Army and Air Force on Saturday. Kickoff from Falcon Stadium in Colorado is at 3:30 Eastern with airtime on sister station AM 570 WMCA beginning at 3 with Black Knights game day. Army football tickets for the two remaining home games are on sale now. Get yours today. Call 877-TIX-ARMY or visit armygameday.com. With the Army Football Minute, I'm Rich DeMarco.
This is Patrick Cullen, president of the Supreme Court Officers Association. Join me for Justice Matters, Sundays at noon. Justice Matters brings a new perspective on the challenges facing our criminal justice system and their impact on New Yorkers. That's Justice Matters, Sundays at noon on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you listening. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You can go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the radio listeners specials. You get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. Mike has a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You got to check it out. You can also pre-order Mike's book right here. What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? True story. It's an inspiring story, and you can't believe it. They went from crack addict to the head of MyPillow. You got to read this book. And you get $10 off, by the way, with promo code AM970 and free shipping on your entire order. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You know that, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, please. And click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Use the promo code AM970 or you can call 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Yo! In the house. Good morning, Joey. How you doing this morning?
Yeah, I think I'm catching a cold this morning.
Oh, my God. You got to up the ante on Balance of Nature. I'm telling you what. There's
I'm
my man.
Taking my first dose of the day.
Do what Dr. Howard told me. You double the dose like that. Double it. And it'll offset the cold. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. Hey, Joe, so it was pouring, up around in New York, New Jersey. What's going on for the rest of the day? Yeah. Looks like trick-or-treat's kind of a wash, huh?
Well, I think it's going to be okay. Off and on rain and drizzle today, but at times it's just going to be cloudy, breezy, and mild. Temperatures are going to get up to 70 today. And I think during the evening hours for trick-or-treating, just some spits of rain here and there. The front comes through toward midnight or shortly thereafter. That's when there'll be a band of heavier rain and maybe a thunderstorm, and the wicked winds will howl. And then after that, it dries out. Tomorrow's a windy, much cooler day, about 56 with sunshine, and we'll see sunshine this weekend.
All right, Joey. Listen, take some more Balance of Nature. Go ahead. Do the fruits, and then you do the vegetables later. You got it. Joe Lundberg
The fruits now. I'll do the vegetables a little bit later. By the way, today's allergy forecast brought to you by Balance of Nature is low.
Thank you, Joe. Joe Lundberg right there. Thank you, Joey. 7:58 with Joe on the radio. Hey, it's great to be back with you behind the microphone, back in the saddle with Frank and Alan. Debbie, we missed you very much when we went away. I was called. That's why I called every morning, right? Did I or did I not? Every single morning, 6, 7, 8 o'clock hour, I jumped on the air because I wanted to let you know how much we love you. And then the next time we go away, I know if you didn't go with us, you're going this next time, okay? All right, that's a deal. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Russ Salisbury is going to join us. But you can call us as well at 877-970-2999. It's Radio Piscopo live from New York. Happy Halloween.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
63 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Murphy says New Jersey residents should get a steep discount for parking at the new American Dream Mall in the Meadowlands. Parking at the new Mega Mall can run shoppers as much as $30 a day. Murphy says New Jersey taxpayers deserve the break, especially because he says they have $1 billion invested in the future of the mall. America's school kids aren't making much progress. The 2019 National Assessment of Educational Progress shows no improvement over 2017's National Report Card. Fourth graders' reading proficiency of 35% is down from 37% in 2017, and about 41% of fourth graders and 34% of eighth graders scored proficient in math, which is basically unchanged from 2 years ago.